But that looks obvious, of course, when you have such a vehicle and you want to measure the, say, the energy consumption from propulsion, you need that. But then the question also, what I raised, and also the United States, there comes the question also, it will be a car which is half a computer, which loads a lot of data, sorting energy, but also the steering, which is not on the cycle, but is also asking energy. So maybe good to explore this kind of issues, and maybe reflect maybe in general terms to the GFEA that we are thinking on these three topics, that it is drivable in the lab or for a WLTP test, and that the auxiliary consuming energy is maybe taking in our for consideration. It is a wide discussion we have already in the GPE without the automated vehicle, thinking about the air conditioning and the auxiliaries. So, but it's maybe for the future important to tackle these energy absorbing components in the vehicle, and not only pure the propulsion system, and switch out all the other accessories. So I think that we should think about that.
Céline again.
Céline, okay, you have the floor.